With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Epic victories, heartbreaking defeats. No matter your team, no matter your game, we talk sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We got Brayton Wilson coming up at 6:45 tonight with Amerks pregame. The Amerks taking on Cleveland tonight, the rare Monday night game. And I believe Brayton dubs him the hockey media mogul, joining us here on the sports bar.
Is.
Marty Baron joining us, Danger and Battaglia. Hey, Marty, how are you?
I'm great. Brayton stole that phrase from Howard Simon, so don't let Brayton fool you in thinking he came up with it.
All right, very good. We'll hold him accountable to that.
Yeah.
Marty, you know what? Yeah. So much going on here in the last 24 hours with the Buffalo Sabres. First of all, your reaction and your thoughts on their decision to move on from Phil Housley.
Well, I think that had to be a tough decision for Jason Botterill because it's never easy to let go of a coach that you hired just a couple of years ago. But I think it was the right one. The Sabres did not get better as, you know, the year went on this year. They actually got worse. It would have been a different situation if they would have struggled out of the gate and then in March racked up 10 in a row and played better down the stretch. It was the opposite effect. And at that, I think Phil Housley had no chance. Actually, Jason Botterill had no chance but to let Phil Housley go. Next year is a big year. Listen, this is year two of Rasmus Dahlin, entry-level deal. You've got some prospects that may be coming up from Rochester. Victor Olofsson played really well with the Sabres. So next year is a big year. So wasting another year with unknown early in the season and maybe having to make a coaching change in December would have been another waste of a year. So you start fresh. You look for somebody new. You look to bring in some structure with what looked to be a unstructured type team, especially defensively, and you hope that it works this time.
Marty Baron joining us here on the phone. Are you surprised about this report that apparently the Sabres may have already their guy in Todd McClellan, Marty, the speed of how quickly this is happening here?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised because I think a process of finding a coach usually it takes a lot longer than 24 hours, but at the same time, there is some vacancy in the NHL for head coaches that kind of speed up the process because, you know, Coach Quinville goes to Florida. You're going to have, you know, some coaches that are going to jump really quickly on jobs. So as a general manager, you may have to make a decision faster than you wanted to. But again, until it really comes down to Jason Botterill making a decision, I think he would wait. He may even wait to see what comes out of playoffs, first round, who is available, who is not. It sounds to me like Jason Botterill's MO is more of a patient guy than a guy that's willing to rush to conclusion, unless he really likes Todd McClellan, and then if he's available, you go after him. But I think he's going to wait a little longer, so I'm not completely sold on the rumor mill just yet.
Former Buffalo Sabre, former Rochester American, MSG. Marty Baron joining us here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Marty, not to dwell too much on what was ultimately a disappointing season that cost Phil Housley his job for the Buffalo Sabres, but looking back at this campaign, can you think of one moment that was a turning point in the wrong direction for this team with so much promise and so many things happening for so long early in the season? Was there a moment this season that you said, oh boy, this is a turning point. This is where things are going to get bad for the Buffalo Sabres?
I don't think there was one turning point. I think it was an accumulation of different games and different things that have happened. I remember a game against the Florida Panthers in Florida where the Sabres were up 1-0 after two periods, and all of a sudden in the third period they completely, in my opinion, collapsed and gave up four goals, lost 4-2, Vladimir Sobotka scored with 6 seconds left in the game to make it 4-2, but it was one of those games where, you know, you're going to play Tampa Bay Lightning right after that. You're going to get yourself some tough opponents. Beating Florida would have given you a chance to stay in a wild card battle, but instead it went the other way. So I think at that moment you really started to think this is not going well for the Buffalo Sabres. I don't think it was the deciding moment of the season, but you know, there was some of those moments that really made it clear that the defensive structure, and Jason Botterill mentioned it in his press conference yesterday, said they didn't defend well enough. They didn't make any progress in that department. So that's why he made the decision.
Marty Baron, our guest. Marty, I don't know how close you follow the Amerks this year, but somebody you're certainly familiar with, Chris Taylor, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were teammates with him in Rochester in 99. What can you share your thoughts on Chris Taylor, and perhaps could he be a candidate in Buffalo?
I absolutely love Tails. He was a great teammate. I actually played with him in Buffalo as well. He's a fantastic card player and stole a lot of money from me. So me saying that he's a great coach is not me paying him back, because I gave him enough to satisfy him for many years. So, but the thing with Tails is he's a great student of the game. He has great knowledge about the game. He's developed the players really well this year. There's a respect factor right there. The message has been really good to his team. But, and I say that with all the compliments in the world, I don't think that the Sabres are going to make a move to bring in a young American League coach right now. I think they need somebody that has maybe a little bit more experience, a little bit more of a track record in the National Hockey League. This is going to be a very telling hire for Jason Botterill. Phil Housley had all the qualities of a development guy, a great assistant coach, had success and, you know, at the World Juniors and in high school as a head coach, but very little experience in the NHL as a head coach. I think it's the same thing with Tails right now. So I don't anticipate Chris Taylor to make the move to the National Hockey League with the Sabres next year. It could very much change. And if Jason Botterill does his interviews, maybe Chris Taylor blows him right out of the water. But I think the Sabres are going to look for a much more experienced at the NHL level type coach.
Marty Baron, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester. Marty, locker cleanout day today. I'm curious, before we get to some of the individual players, as somebody who's gone through that, talk about the emotions of an NHL player on a day like today where you're cleaning out your locker knowing that you fell short of your ultimate goal.
Well, I think it also depends on what your situation is with the team, because you may have disappointment with the season, but you may feel pretty good about your own performance. So it's always tough to handle when, you know, you can't really mirror your personal play with the team's expectation or the team's disappointment. Some guys are picking up their equipment for the last time with the Buffalo Sabres, and they're moving on to other, you know, teams and moving on to maybe even other leagues. So that is an emotional time as well. So it's very sometimes surreal could be a good word, because it just happened a couple of days ago. So Saturday you play your last game, you travel back from Detroit, Sunday you have a day off at home, Monday you show up, you're picking up your equipment, you're meeting with usually the coach and the general manager. Well, today it's only the general manager, and you're going home. So sometimes you go back home after that day and you scratch your head and you think, well, what just happened here? Like, how do you put it all in perspective in just 48 hours? So I think, you know, as a young guy, you go in and they usually tell you, you did great. Continue working on your game. Continue getting stronger. And we'll see you next training camp. As a veteran, sometimes the questions are a lot harder and it takes more time. So I used to like going in and out of my exit meeting. That meant I was okay. But when you spend more time with the coaches and the general manager, that could be a long, hard process to go through.
Marty, the one interesting comment, I wouldn't have thought it would have come from Rasmus Ristolainen, but he did say something that certainly got everybody's attention, saying that, well, it was interesting and colorful, and I have to clean it up here, but I'm sure you heard the quote that, more guys need to get on one another. Was that something lacking in that locker room in Buffalo, Marty?
Look, and Jack Eichel had a great answer to that. Jack says, obviously, when you don't do well and you lose, you're going to say we could have done a better job in practices. We could have done a better job in the locker room. We could have gotten each other space a lot more and held each other accountable a lot more. But it's being said because you lost, because you didn't make the playoffs, because, in the last 55 games of the season or whatnot, you were last in the National Hockey League. So, yeah, it's those comments are always going to come out. I thought Jack really put it a good way, I think everybody's holding each other accountable. I think everybody is willing to stand up and point the fingers when the fingers needed to be pointed. But that's a lot easier said right now at the end of the season because of the way the season went. There is some very good leader in that team. Jack pointed out that he relied a lot on Kyle Poso and Zach Bogosian for his leadership as a captain this year. Carter Hutton is a guy that doesn't mind speaking up in the locker room. I think there's a lot of guys that are willing to do it. But when you lose, at the end of the day, you're always saying, I could have done this better, I could have done that better. And, I think Risto probably believes in his comment. But at the same time, you talk to the Detroit Red Wings and the Ottawa Senators and everybody, they're all going to say the same thing. Well, we could have worked a little harder, could have spoken up in the locker room, and that needs to change for next year.
Hey, talk about the maturation of Jack Eichel. I mean, Marty, you've seen him come in from as a rookie and what he's kind of grown into now as the captain of this team. Talk about his comments today at Locker Cleanout Day and how that reflects on his growth as a player.
Well, I think Jack has gone through a lot in his first 4 years in the National Hockey League. Throughout his high ankle sprain and ankle injuries a couple of years in a row, to now being the captain, to really having dealt with adversity and also having some really good personal success. So that's a tough goal for a young player who comes into the league at 19 and, you're asking a lot out of to be the face of the franchise. But I thought he did a good job in his media availability today. You could sense frustration down the last 2-3 weeks of the season, and his answers were getting shorter and shorter. His body language was negative, but that's normal too. He's a competitor and he wants to win, and things were not going well at all. So I can totally understand that. I thought today he did a good job. He was really calculated in his comments. One of the questions was, was there a disconnect between you and the team and Phil Housley, and is that going to change with a new coach? He was quick to dismiss that there was a disconnect. He was quick to say there was a lot of communication between Phil and the players. So I thought he did a good job. He could have easily got sucked in by the media to say, "Oh yeah, I mean the message wasn't the right message, and there was a big disconnect right there." And really, that wouldn't have done anything good at all. That would have just added some fuel on the fire, and you keep whatever happens in the room in the room. And I think Jack did a really good job with that, and I believed everything he said. So maybe I'm just naive, but I think he believes that he wants to help this team turn around, and he wants to be the leader. He still needs help, but he's that guy in the making.
Eichel today pretty much taking the union stance there, saying he wouldn't have a problem if somebody really offered Jeff Skinner a lot of money. 40 goal scorers don't hit the market too often there, Marty. So how do you think this all plays out with Jeff Skinner as we approach July 1st?
Well, I think that what Jack Eichel said is, Skin's got to take care of Skins. And that's one thing, right? Jeff Skinner's got to really sit down with his family, his agent, and see what the next step is. Jack Eichel also said, we want him here. We love him in the locker room. He's a competitor. He's well-respected. He's a great player. So I do believe that You know, I mean, if I'm Jack Eichel and I'm having a conversation over a couple of beers with Jeff Skinner, I'm saying, hey, dude, like, we're going to be really good. We got players in places. We got prospects coming up. You scored 40. We were a big part of that, and, you know, we want you back. So I think there's two ways to look at it. You obviously, I've got to just say, hey, as a player, as the captain of a team, it's out of my control if a player will re-sign or not. He's a potential unrestricted free agent. I'm going to just, you know, take the high road here. But underneath all of that, I do believe Jack wants Jeff Skinner to stay in Buffalo, that he'll probably try everything he can to make Jeff Skinner stay in Buffalo. And I believe Jeff Skinner's probably best destination is Buffalo. He doesn't want to start over again with a new organization. Or anyway, I wouldn't want to start all over again with a different organization. He just scored 40 goals here in Buffalo, and he's got great players to play with, and it's even going to get better. So I think it's a lot of experts think Skinner is going to sign with Buffalo. It's just a matter of when, and hopefully that happens sooner rather than later.
Marty, you played the position, so I know that you can look at the performance of the Sabres goaltenders this year under the jeweler's eye and really, really look closely at how they played. We know about Hutton. We know about Linus. We're big Linus guys here, seeing that he was in Rochester just last year at this time, but we also recognize that Linus's second half of the season was nowhere near as productive as his first half of the season. Talk about the Sabres goaltenders this season, the season that they had, and what we can look forward to out of both of them heading into next year.
Well, I think if you look at the first 2 months of the season, their goalies were their MVP. Carter Hutton and Linus Ullmark were playing really well. And just like the team, they struggled. They struggled in, you know, late December, January, and going into February. Now, Carter Hutton found his game a little bit more at the end of the season. Linus, it was hard for him. He looked uncomfortable in the net at time. So just like the team, the progression did not go in the direction that everybody was hoping it was going to go for the two goalies. But a lot of that probably has to do with the team itself. You know, when there's so many breakdowns in the defensive zone, so many guys left wide open, you can never feel comfortable in your crease. When you think you've got a shooter lined up and you say, he's my man, I've got him one-on-one, and all of a sudden the pass goes back door and it goes into the net, the next time that situation comes up, you start second-guessing yourself. Oh, well, maybe I'll stay a little deeper because I got to protect the backside. And now you get beat clean on the shot. So I think the situation with the goalies really had probably more to do with the way the team was playing as opposed to the goalies themselves not getting any better. But still, it was a really tough year for both Carter and Linus. And hopefully for them, there's more structure in the defensive zone to help them next year.
Marty, what did you think of the youngsters from Rochester, specifically Olofsson, Nylander up again, and also Will Borgen when they got a little taste of the National Hockey League? How did you think they performed those last few weeks?
Well, Victor Olofsson is going to go back down to Rochester now and play in the playoffs, but enjoy Olofsson for the spring, because coming fall, I believe he'll be on the Buffalo Sabres. Yeah. Anyway, I would have him bearing any other changes in the roster or whatnot, but he looked the part in the National Hockey League. He has quickness. He's got the great shot. And for me, like, I looked at when he took his shots, very few of them got blocked. And a lot of players, when they don't have the speed at the National Hockey League level, the execution speed I'm talking about, not just the skating, you know, they get their shot blocked. They get a defenseman getting a stick in front, and you can never get your shot on net. Victor Olofsson very rarely got his shot blocked, and he found the slot. He found the scoring areas to be able to shoot from, especially on the power play, but still at 5-on-5. So I would think he's going to be with the Sabres. I thought Nylander did pretty well. I was so disappointed that he suffered a cut and couldn't play in the last few games, because I wanted to see him having a longer look with the Sabres. So we'll see. We'll see how the summer shapes up. We'll see how the playoffs with Rochester shapes up. That will really tell where he's going to be next year. Will Borgen, I really like. Now, he probably needs some more time in Rochester, but but I like his physicality. I like what he brought to the ice, and I think he'll even grow more confident in that department. So I think there's some really good parts moving up. Lawrence Violet looked really good early, and I think with, again, more structure in the defensive zone, it would help Lawrence Violet. So there's a lot of good pieces, and, you know, that's because Chris Taylor and the Amherst have done a good job developing them.
Marty, before we let you go, the big decision, of course, is who will be the next head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. And we have the report about McClellan, and that could happen as soon as 24 hours from now, if you believe that. I was curious what your thought was on Jason Bottrell yesterday in the press conference. When asked, hey, what are you looking for in the next head coach of this team? He didn't really go into it. He doesn't have to go into it. He's not obligated to go into it. But in your opinion, what should the Buffalo Sabres be looking for in their next head coach?
Well, I think you want an experienced coach with a track record at the National Hockey League. That's number one. And, you know, there's a couple of years where it was all young coach and college coach. We saw Quinn in New York. We saw Montgomery in Dallas. So Dave Axel in Philadelphia. A lot of college coaches were getting promoted. Now I think everybody's looking for more experienced coaches, and I think that's the same thing for the Sabres. And I do think it's smart for Jason Bottrell not to go into detail what he's looking for. Because if I'm a coach that doesn't have a job right now, I'm paying attention to what the general managers are saying. And if Bottrell says, I want a defensively structured guy, I want a good communicator, I want a guy that has practice plans put forth that really, you know, is going to be leading the team in the right way, then I listen to that. I come to my interview and I just give him exactly what he wants to hear. And I ace my interview. And then I get hired. But letting Jason Bottrell just not go in details and then do his interview process will really be telling to him if the chemistry and if what he's looking for is really in the candidates or not. And I think that's the smart way to go about it.
Marty Baron. Marty, appreciate the time. And you get a little time off here in the spring, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll have a little bit of time off. I'll do some playoff work here and there. We're still got the Instigators in Buffalo going strong, and going to work on the golf game, so that'll be good.
Marty, we always appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Enjoy that time, all right?
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Marty Baron, the great Marty Baron, joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia.
Now, do you feel better, Sabre fans? Because when he lays out that you need somebody with experience to come in. What an interesting thing, too. That kind of answers your question right there, Danger. Why wouldn't Jason Bottrell say what he's looking for? Because if you're somebody, yeah, I can go in there and ace the interview.
Yeah, I understand all of that. And he doesn't, I don't disagree with him not answering the question unless he doesn't know what he's looking for in a head coach. But I you know, I'm so curious. As somebody who has to hire and fire people in my other job, I'm curious as to what it is that they're looking for. I mean, are you looking for a younger coach, somebody who can communicate with quote-unquote millennials a little bit better, can manage through that? Are you looking for a guy with experience? Are you looking for a guy with more attention to detail, you know, a guy that has a track record with a specific player, perhaps? I mean, there's so many different things that you could be looking for in a candidate, a defensive-minded head coach, whatever it might be. I'm so curious as to what it is they're looking for. And if it comes down to, oh, we just want a guy with experience, well, okay, there's plenty of guys that have that NHL coaching experience, and McClellan being one of those guys that could end up being the Sabres head coach. Now, nothing confirmed, but multiple reports saying that they're working on a deal, and something could happen as soon as tomorrow.
Yeah, and it could be a leverage situation because apparently the Kings are also interested in McClellan, so things developing rapidly here in Buffalo. And on top of all this, we have the draft lottery tomorrow.
Yeah. And before we go to NFL appetizers here, we should also announce that they officially have sent Nylander, Olofsson, and Pilot back to the Amherst. It's going to be a nice playoff run here for the Rochester Americans, you would hope. And, of course, tonight's action can be heard right here from Cleveland on ESPN Rochester. Brayton Wilson will be by at 6:45 for pregame, and Don will have the call for you at 7 o'clock here on ESPN Rochester. All right, Gino, let's shift gears and get back to the NFL with appetizers. brought to you by Alex's Place, making mouthwatering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years online at alexsribs.com.
Yeah, we'll give you some Vikings news, some Cowboys news. The Bills signed somebody today, but we'll have to explain what the signing was all about. And Ryan Shazier. Good news about Ryan Shazier. Those stories and more coming up in NFL Appetizers.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports. Sports League. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.